We're talking with Drew Edmondson, who's the chairman of the Oklahoma Stewardship Council, a recently formed entity that has basically come out in opposition to State Question 777. Mr. Attorney General, tell me a little bit about, you know, why the organization of this entity?
Well, the entity was organized basically to bring an educational campaign, the Freedom to Farm. Sounds so inviting and so appealing that I think the natural tendency of people would be to vote yes. They have to understand what the ramifications of that vote would be. And we believe, those of us who are part of the council, would be that it would damage the state of Oklahoma. And my experience comes from the wars over the poultry waste in eastern Oklahoma and hog waste in western Oklahoma. And it wasn't little family farmers that were causing that problem. You know, it was the Tysons of the world and the Seaboards of the world that were dictating how this was going to be done, and it resulted in some massive pollution, in my estimation. And also, in my estimation, those are the entities behind 777.
Who's actually a part of the of your stewardship coalition or council?
Well, I listed a number of them right now: the Food Cooperative, the Conference of Churches, Humane Society. There are other animal groups that are interested in defeating State Question 777. There are also conservation groups, environmental groups, trout fishermen, lake associations, people who are concerned about water quality and things of that nature.
You went into some detail about your thoughts, your opinions as a lawyer on the phrase compelling state interest. Tell me about that.
Well, that's not just my opinion. That's case law. A compelling state interest is what a state must show when they attempt to regulate in a protected class. And what State Question 777 does is set up agriculture as a protected class by saying the state must show a compelling state interest to do it. And what that does is flip the burden of proof. Any other statute the legislature passes that somebody challenges, the burden would be on the challenger to prove that it's unconstitutional. If this language passes, any regulation or statute pertaining to agriculture would be presumed to be unconstitutional, and the burden would be on the state of Oklahoma to prove it had a compelling state interest in adopting it.
And so you were saying, in effect, from the podium that in your opinion, anyway, that's almost impossible to do.
In this arena, it is almost impossible to do.
You also were talking quite a bit about, and it seems like some of the other folks at the podium were talking a great deal about large versus small, industrial agriculture, as you call it, versus family farm agriculture. Where, you know, it didn't really seem like that there's that language is not in the actual language that's been proposed for the vote of the people next fall.
Well, the question is, who does that language protect? And who is really interested in not being regulated? I've never heard a family farmer say they've been adversely impacted by state regulations, either on agriculture or the environment. It's federal regulations that they complain about. Mm-hmm. And State Question 777 does nothing to stop federal regulation. We can't, in the state of Oklahoma, mm-hmm. stop federal regulation. But if we abandon our state regulation, then the federal government will come in even larger force than they are today.
Well, the question as far as the campaign itself, you alluded to the fact it's not going to be an easy fight to defeat it. How robust of a campaign does the no coalition that you represent going to actually are you going to undertake?
Well, it's going to have to be robust, it's going to have to be well-financed, and it's going to have to be educational. It's going to have to be on the issues. And it won't be easy. It's going to be a difficult row to hoe.
Any ideas on money? How many dollars?
Well, I think both sides would say that their expenditures are driven in part by the expenditures on the other side. But I would estimate at least $1 million and maybe north of $2 million.